إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, you would have seen a scale, a weighing scale or a balance, especially where if you go to our the older kirana shops, you know, where they sell grain and all that. So they have this standard basic minimum balance, which is two pans which are suspended on a cross member on a pivot. So if you go to the guy and you tell him that you want to say you want 20 kilos of rice, so you would have observed this. I am describing it so you can think about it. So for what is the first thing he does? Does he put rice first or he puts the weight first?
Weight.
So he puts 20 kilos of weight. So say on the left pan he puts 20 kilos of weight. So the left pan is now sitting on the countertop and the right pan is up in the air. Now he starts putting in the rice, and he uses a scoop. He doesn't use his hand, a big scoop, because he has to put in 20 kilos. So he starts pouring in the rice, and say he puts, now he's, you know, 2, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, he has put in say 5 kilos. Is there any difference in the between the pans? No difference. There's 20 kilos sitting here, 5 kilos is on top, no difference. The man keeps on pouring more and more and more. Now it is 10 kilos, now it is 15 kilos. Is there still any difference? No difference. 50 kilos on top, 5 kilos here. Have you ever seen a situation where the man says, I don't think this is going to happen. I've been pouring rice for all this while, nothing is happening. So why don't you go to some other shop? Have you ever seen this? Does it happen? Now think about this. Why does it not happen? It is logic, right? Logically, that should happen. Because what are you seeing? You're seeing that a man started off with an objective. Objective was to weigh 20 kilos. And he made effort. So it's not as if he didn't make any effort. He wasn't sitting there making dua, please, ya Allah, put 20 kilos of rice. No, he made the effort. And after making the effort, and not once, he made the effort many times. After making the effort many times, still there is no result. This is what you are observing. There is no result. There is no sign of any result. It's not even the pans are, you know, some movement, nothing. Flat. The 20 kilo pan is, the weight is sitting flat on the countertop. The other one is up in the air. No difference. So he started with an objective. He made the effort. He sees no result. So what should happen? He should give up. But have you ever seen this happen? Have you ever seen the man give up and say, Saab, ye nahi hota, aapka interview hai, chale jao. Doesn't happen, please go somewhere. He will not do that. Why does he not do that? Because he has faith. What is the faith he has? A very simple faith. It's not that he doesn't have faith in God. What is his faith? His faith is that there will come a time when this will show result. Even then, at that point, if you ask this man, tell me now, how many more scoops will it take for the result to come? Does he know that? Can he answer that question? He is doing that job every single day. He is doing that job multiple times a day. The shop assistant who is weighing the grain, how many times a day does he do it? Allah knows. I mean, you know, maybe 100 times or more. Every single day he is doing the same job. So can you tell him you are a stupid man? You have got no sense. You know, you are doing this job every single day. I am asking you a simple question. The pan is up in the air. How many times more do you have to put rice before it tips? Can he answer? He cannot answer. So he has got some faith. He is seeing no sign of this thing happening. And when you ask him, how much longer do you think it will take? He has no idea. But he still does not give up. He still does not give up. Why? Because of this faith. Because of this faith that it will happen. Why does he have this faith? Because he knows that he is following the right process. Is there any other way? You got the weight on one pan. you are putting rice in the other pan. Is there a third way of doing, is there some other way of doing this thing? This is not the way. This is the way to use that balance. So the man is following the right process and he has the faith. If you tell him, why do you have this faith? Because I am following the right process. Right? Now because he is following the right process, he has this faith that this thing has to work. There is no way this thing cannot work. Now, what then happens? So he continues. He continues with his work. He is not concerned about all these arguments and logics and whatnot. So what happens now? Now he was at 15, now he was 16, 17, 18, 19. Now what do you see? At about 19 kilos, you see that there is now some movement between the pans. This 20 kilo pan is starting to lift up, the other pan is starting to come down, and there is some movement in the pans. So when he comes to about 19 and a half or around that, the two pans are almost equal. So now they are almost level with each other, right? So you find this kind of movement, the two pans are almost level with each other. Now what do you see? You see the man is no longer using the scoop to put the rice. He uses his hand, he takes the rice in his hand and he releases it like this. You would have seen, he holds it in his hand and he opens the last pinky, the little finger, and the next ring finger like this, and he drops a few grains at a time until both the pans are equal, and then because he is a nice man and you are his regular customer, he will drop a few more grains so that now the pan with the rice is below the pan with the weight, which means that you are getting a little bit more than what you are paying for, and he gives you your rice. Right? Now, my point is that this is something which I am sure all of you have seen. Definitely all people from the East would definitely have seen, whichever country you are in. This is a standard process all over Asia, all over Africa. And even those who haven't seen, I'm sure, can visualize it. The point I'm saying is, when I saw this scene, many, many times I've seen it. Two rules, two inviolable, two completely true, and two absolutely factual rules of life became clear to me. Two rules. The first rule was, that until 19 and a half, nothing will happen. This is the rule of success, that you will not have success. The rule of success is that you will not have success until the last part. You will not see any sign of success. You will not see any sign of success until the last part. So the first rule is, until 19 and a half, nothing will happen. And the second rule is, at 20, the balance will tip. Both are completely true and both rules are inviolable. There is no way you can break that rule. Until 19 and a half, nothing will happen. And at 20, the balance will tip. Now, I said all of this to bring us back to the Deen and to tell us and say that if in life, and this is not only Islam, it is also anywhere else in life, if you start working and you have a great goal and you are putting in effort and you put in a lot of effort, or at least according to you, what is a lot of effort, and you find there is no result, what must you do? Give up. Give up. Man says, Nevata sahab, kuch bhi nahi hota, bahut karke dekha. Nothing will happen. I have tried a lot. Yeah? If you give up, then you do not even have the intelligence of that poor man who is selling grain. So what must you do? Check your process. Not give up. Check your process. Am I doing this thing the right way? Am I pouring rice into the pan or am I pouring rice on the ground? Maybe my alignment is wrong, so I'm pouring rice. Just for imagination, if you pour the rice on the countertop, you will see it. But I'm saying, imagine that you're pouring the rice and somewhere it's going off. Or maybe there is a hole in the pan And as you're pouring rice, the rice is actually not going into the pan, it's going off into the hole, so the pan is not holding it. Is there some problem with the process? Are you doing the thing the right way? So now you check the process. You tried very hard for a long time, you're not seeing results, you check the process, process is perfect. Now what must you do? Just keep doing. Just keep on doing. You check the process, if the process is correct, then follow the process. So that's why I said the first rule is what? Until 19 and a half, nothing is happening. So if you start working and you find that you have done a lot of work, and Shaitan comes and tells you, no, 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 this is not going to work, what must you tell Shaitan? You say, get off, go away. Because until 19 and a half, nothing is supposed to happen. So nothing is happening, very good, that's what's supposed to happen. So where is the question of being discouraged? The question is that this, what is happening, is what is supposed to happen. This is physics, this is the law. And the second one, at 20 the balance will tip. Again, there is no change in that. Try this thing of weighing grain 100 million times, you will get exactly the same result. Until 19 and a half, nothing will happen. And at 20, the balance will tip. Take this thing, apply it to your life. Apply it to your deen, apply it to your business, apply it to your personal life, and so on and so on. And you will find this rule absolutely, completely, totally works every single time. There is no time it doesn't work. Check the process, continue to follow the process. As I told you, why does the man continue to pour the grain even when he is not seeing any result? Because he has faith in the process. He knows I am doing what I am supposed to do. And so he continues to do it. He is not stupid. He is not stupid. He does not give up and he does not change his process because he knows this thing has to work. It takes time. And as I told you, does he know how much time? He doesn't know. Does he know how many more scoops? He does not know. So when you give up, maybe you are that one grain before it would have tipped. The job of the man is to keep pouring the grain. His job is not to tip the balance. His job is to keep pouring the grain. And that is what Allah gave us. He said, you do your work, check the process, continue with your work. And that process has to yield the result because this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It absolutely, totally has to happen. And it happens. Every single time it happens. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see things in perspective so that we do not lose enthusiasm, we do not lose energy, we don't get discouraged, we don't, you know, sit around and say, oh, I tried so long, so much, nothing happened. That's rubbish. We continue to do our work. We do not lose any of this. We continue to work because we trust the process. By all means, check the process. If it needs correction, correct it. But do not give up. If you give up, then you do not even have the intelligence of the guy who is selling grain in the market. As simple as that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to continue with perseverance until we see success, insha'Allah, in this world and the next. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.